What are we talking about?
The hair and his strategies and finding out more about that.
Judge them.
The only thing you see is the skin. Or maybe some forms of learned cliché behavior. You don't see what's inside. But you convert. This is the story of the parrot. The third story was about being judged. Up to there, you somehow, emotionally, you participate in this story. Because you're not that type. And you're not like that, and you're not going to be like that, and those are that. Now we're in this story, this jungle. Which one is you? And are you like this, or you're not like this? What is the essence of this story? That's my point. If you don't know it, then all the answers I'm giving you will go nowhere. Will you go in your memory? Sorry, that's not a good place to keep anything. Remember, in your memory, the only thing that will remain is the repeated stuff. And exceptions are not supposed to be repeated. What is the essence of the story?
To me, when we see we have a problem, we think if we can just control it, the problem goes away.
Perfect. Yes. We think that if we could control the situation, the problem is not there. And you know why this is so wrong? Because we are the problem makers. There is no problem in this universe. We create it. That's the point of the story. Means being able to control everything is not the way. Neither when you are at the blind side, that you have the power to do it, or you have a trick to bribe the power and do it. Neither way works. You have to listen. Because all the masters will tell you that. This is not about being in control. The only place that you could be in control is in you, inside of you, that you're not. And you don't even try to. Because normally you react. You want to be in control here, outside. Thanks God you're not. Imagine what would have happened to us if you were in control of this universe. That is the point. Here we, the story, loud and clear, we hear two sides of an old, old argument. To have faith, or roll up your sleeves and do something about it. Which one is it? If you accept the division between these two, you don't understand it. They're both intertwined in essence. I mean, they are the same thing. Not that they have the same value or blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. It's another side of the coin. Doing something about it and having faith are not two. It's one idea. If it is two sides, both are wrong. You see, the lion is wrong. The animals are wrong. You see, they did what they planned, they succeeded, but they changed nothing. Because when you succeed with your plans and changes, you change nothing. The universe is still there, all the happenings is here. Right? If you don't do anything about it, what are you waiting for? There are hands to help you wash it. Maybe you don't need it, maybe you don't like it. If I'm sitting down and I'm starving myself, why somebody should force feed me? Maybe I'll pop it like this. No one knows. That's the point. So we saw the two different sides of an argument.